This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Schools to remain closed for 3 more days in Virgunj Metropolis to contain cholera spread. 223 cholera and diarrhea patients recover, 199 still under treatment. Government to transfer nearly 755 million rupees in subsidies to sugarcane farmers' account by tomorrow. Department of Transport Management urges vehicle owners to install embossed number plates voluntarily at transport offices. And Indian Prime Minister Modi calls for self-reliance as US President Trump's 50% tariff on India takes effect. Now the news in detail. Birgunj Metropolitan City has extended the school closure for 3 more days in view of the cholera outbreak. Chief of Education Division at Metropolis, Anand Lamisani, informed that the schools would remain closed till Friday in a bid to contain cholera spread. He added that all community and institutional schools will postpone the teaching-learning activities during these days. Earlier, the schools were closed for Sunday and Monday. Similarly, the Health Division of the Metropolis reported that 223 patients suffering from diarrhea and cholera have returned home after recovery, while 199 patients are still undergoing treatment. Meanwhile, Chief District Officer Pursa Toyo Narayan Subedi has stressed the need for collective efforts to contain the cholera outbreak in Birgunj and nearby areas. CDO Subedi said the authorities are very sensitive in preventing and controlling the infection. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has said the government will transfer nearly 755 million rupees in subsidies to sugarcane farmers' accounts by tomorrow through district treasury and financial controller offices. Earlier, the cabinet had decided to provide 35 rupees per quintal in subsidies, down from last year's 70 rupees, citing the country's economic situation. The subsidy cut and the subsequent delay in disbursement sparked protests by farmers in Kathmandu. The Agriculture Ministry, along with the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, held talks with protesting farmers at Simhadhar yesterday and decided to release the amount. Agriculture Minister Ramnath Adhikari had earlier formed a four-member team to address the farmers' demands. The Department of Transport Management has clarified that vehicle owners will not face fines or prosecution for not installing embossed number plates. The department said reports circulating on social media and media claiming penalties or jail for non-compliance from the 17th of September are false. The department urges vehicle owners to install the plates voluntarily at their respective transport offices. Authorities from the department have claimed arrangement of sufficient infrastructure and staff to facilitate the process, and the Supreme Court has confirmed there is no legal issue with using English script on the plates. The Surkhet Jumla stretch of the Karnali Highway has been blocked after a segment caved in at Kalikhola in Kalikot, leaving the road completely closed since last night. Dipendra Kumar Chaudhary, chief of the road division office, said teams have been mobilized to carry out restoration work. He added that repairing and damaged section would take time, and advise travelers to use alternative routes until the road is reopened. Three parliamentary committees are holding meeting today. The Good Governance Committee is said to carry forward the process for electing its chair. With no other candidates contesting, lawmaker Ishwari Nupane has been elected unopposed. Meanwhile, the Legislation Management Committee will conduct a clause-wise deliberation on the Federal Civil Service Bill. The Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee is said to review its sixth annual report for the last fiscal year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States has imposed steep 50% tariffs on Indian goods weeks after President Donald Trump signed an executive order adding a 25% penalty over New Delhi's continued purchases of Russian oil and arms. The move has placed India, once counted among Washington's closest partners in the Indo-Pacific, among the most heavily taxed nations in global trade. According to the BBC, economists warn the measures could undercut exports and slow growth in the world's fifth largest economy, rather, which had relied heavily on US markets. Facing the blow, the Indian government had shifted into damage control mode. Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this month promised tax cuts to ease the impact on ordinary citizens and millions of small businesses. Addressing Independence Day celebrations in Delhi, leader Modi appealed to shopkeepers and entrepreneurs to display Made in India signs outside their stores. Indian Prime Minister Modi said India must strive for self-reliance, not out of compulsion, but with a sense of pride. He noted that economic selfishness was on the rise globally, and he stressed that instead of lamenting the situation, the country should rise above it and not allow others to keep it dependent. Ukrainian forces have confirmed that Russian troops have crossed into the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region and are attempting to gain ground. The BBC cited Viktor Terehubov of the Dnipro Operational Strategic Group of troops as saying it was the first assault of such scale in the region, while noting that Ukrainian forces had managed to stop the advance. Russia has repeatedly claimed since the summer that its forces had pushed into the area while advancing from neighboring Donetsk. In early June, Moscow announced that an offensive was underway, though Ukrainian officials maintain that Russian units have barely moved beyond the regional border, although the Kremlin has not declared Dnipropetrovsk as the Ukrainian territories it seeks to annex. Russia's strikes have targeted several of its major cities, including the regional capital Dnipro. The World Lake Day is being marked for the first time today following a 2024 UN resolution that set the 27th of August as the day of observance. According to the UN, there are over 117 million lakes worldwide, covering 4% of the world's land surface and serving as vital sources of fresh water. However, concerns are growing over rapid declines in water quality, with projections warning of a 20% drop in ecosystem value and more than double pollution levels by 2050. Freshwater species have already fallen by 85% in the past 50 years. The UN said the new observance aims to raise awareness about threats to lakes and promote preservation, restoration and sustainable management. The UN Environment Programme has been tasked with leading the effort. Now this general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Schools to remain closed for 3 more days in Birgunj Metropolis to contain cholera spread. 223 cholera and diarrhea patients recover, 199 still under treatment. Government to transfer nearly 755 million rupees in subsidies to sugarcane farmers' accounts by tomorrow. Department of Transport Management urges vehicle owners to install embossed number plates voluntarily at transport offices. And Indian Prime Minister Modi calls for self-reliance as US President Trump's 50% tariff on India takes effect. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.